This book contains up to four sides per cassette. Side 1, RC 40266, Dark Apprentice, The Jedi Academy Trilogy, Volume 2, by Kevin J. Anderson. Copyright 1994 by Lucasfilm Limited, all rights reserved. Read by Chuck Benson. This book contains 354 pages on 7 sides. If you would like to skip over any remaining announcements or introductory material, place your cassette player in fast forward until a beep is heard. Stop at that point to hear the beginning of the book. Library of Congress Annotation. Despite their past victories, Luke Skywalker, Han Solo, and Princess Leia are faced with increasing losses in the ongoing war with scattered remnants of the Empire. Luke knows that lasting peace can be achieved only through the creation of a new generation of Jedi Knights. But when one of his students delves into the dark side of the Force, the greatest evil of all is unleashed. Sequel to Jedi Search, RC 38884. Bestseller, 1994. From the book jacket. As the New Republic takes devastating losses in the ongoing war with the scattered remnants of the Empire, the galaxy's future depends on three small children, among them the Jedi twins, born to incredible powers and perils as an extraordinary new Star Wars, registered trademark, saga unfolds. While the New Republic struggles to decide what to do with the deadly Sun Crusher, a new doomsday weapon stolen from the Empire by Han Solo, the renegade Imperial Admiral Dalla uses her fleet of Star Destroyers to conduct guerrilla warfare on peaceful planets. And now she threatens the watery homeworld of Admiral Ackbar. But as the battle for a planet rages, an even greater danger emerges at Luke Skywalker's Jedi Academy. A brilliant student delves dangerously into the dark side of the Force and unleashes the spirit of an ancient master of the evil order that warped Darth Vader himself. Working together, they may become an enemy greater than any the New Republic has ever fought, more powerful than even a Jedi Master can face. About the author. For the past 10 years, Kevin J. Anderson has worked as a technical editor and writer at the large government weapons research lab, Lawrence Livermore National Laboratory, which he insists has nothing to do with the large Imperial Weapons Research Lab, Maw installation in Jedi Search. He is also the author of 18 science fiction or fantasy books, including 3 co-written with Doug Beeson for Bantam, Lifeline, The Trinity Paradox, and Assemblers of Infinity. His works have appeared on numerous Best of the Year lists, as well as preliminary or final ballots for the Nebula and Bram Stoker Awards. In addition to the 3 novels in the Jedi Academy trilogy, he is also at work on various other Star Wars projects, including the illustrated Star Wars Universe, an art book featuring many new paintings by artist Ralph McQuarrie showing daily life on the planets in the Star Wars universe. He is also editing 3 anthologies of short stories, the first of which, Tales from the Mos Eisley Cantina, tells the stories of all the bizarre characters from the famous Star Wars Cantina scene. Other books by Kevin J. Anderson. Resurrection Incorporated. Game Earth. Game Play. Game's End. By Christine Catherine Rush and Kevin J. Anderson. After Image. Dedication. To Lucy Autry Wilson of Lucasfilm Licensing, who gets thrilled just to see her name in the acknowledgments of a book. No telling what she'll do when she sees a dedication. Lucy has always been enthusiastic, willing to listen to ideas and offer her own, and a pleasure to work with on all my Star Wars projects. Acknowledgements. I'd like to shower thanks upon Lily Mitchell for transcribing piles of my microcassettes with lightning speed. My wife, Rebecca Moesta Anderson, for just about everything, from brainstorming to copy editing to personal support to helping dialogue make sense. The exhaustive Star Wars expertise of Bill Smith at West End Games, not to mention all the wonderful source material available from West End. Tom Veach for helping me create the entire history of Exar Kun. So much, in fact, that we are writing his story and the Great Sith War in 12 issues of Dark Lords of the Sith, to be published by Dark Horse Comics. Ralph McQuarrie, whose imagination and original painting inspired the Temple of Exar Kun. My editor, Betsy Mitchell, who helped develop this story, and her successor, Tom Dupree, who came aboard the starship when we were already leaping into hyperspace. Heather McConnell, who helps keep all systems under control. Karen Anderson for custom designing the word Praxium. Sue Ross Tony at Lucasfilm for helping things run smoothly. Rose Gilbert for the sentient mollusks. Dave Wolverton and Timothy Zahn for their invaluable assistance and cooperation. David Brin for the Star Tide. My agent, Richard Curtis. Rita Anderson. Chuck Beeson. And, of course, George Lucas for creating such a marvelous universe in the first place.